Father, we give you the praise tonight. Father, we give you the honor tonight. If serving you is a waste, then we are ready to waste it again. If following you is a waste, we are ready to waste again. Father, thank you for the privilege of service, the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of living for you, the privilege of loving you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Breathe upon this service. Let not one person leave here the same. Take authority over territorial powers. We ask that they bow. Move supreme. Do what you alone can do. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. But please, you will remain standing as we look at the book of Joel, chapter 2. From verse 1, we might be reading all the way until I say we'll stop, depending on when we'll stop. Let's go. 1, 2, go. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There has not ever been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. And the land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, and shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. You can stop there. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus. One more time, Father, thank you for your word. In Jesus' precious name, please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Someone said to me the other day, he said that we have been on the matter of revival for 3 years. International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference, 2001, the reign of revival. 2002. The wind and fire of revival. Sorry, 2021, the reign of revival. 2022, the wind and the fire of revival. 2023, the forces of revival. It looks like there is something. Go ahead if you want to give him the praise. It looks like there is something God is saying, and there is something he is doing and wants to do regarding global revival that he is not through with yet. And I believe that we shall not miss it in the name of Jesus. And so I'm looking at the forces of revival. This will be part 3. The morning was part 2, which was the necessity of revival. And then the first one was why revival. Now the forces of revival, part 3, is dash. A strong people. A strong people. Our objective is to understand the strength requirement of God's end time fire force. The strength requirement of God's end time fire force. It's important to note that God is raising a force, an end time fire force, to execute his end time revival agenda. He's raising an end time fire force to execute and to implement his end time revival agenda. The Bible said they are a strong people. Repeated in verse 2, 3, in verse 2, and repeated again in verse 5. They are a strong people, a strong people, a strong people set in battle array. They are a strong people. What God is saying is, He is raising a force, like a military force, that is made up of a people of unbeatable strength. A people that are no weaklings at all. A people who have spiritual and supernatural stamina. Spiritual and supernatural stamina. A people with the quality of wearilessness. They are weariless, they are tireless, like their maker. It is a people of toughness, spiritual toughness, spiritual hardness. It's a people with vigor, a people with spiritual vigor, a people with spiritual energy, a people with spiritual force, a people with spiritual resilience. Agabora tasata tatata. A people that are indomitable. A people that are insuppressible. A people that are unsuppressible. A people that are unfightable. A people with unusual dose of courage and bravery. Beloved, I'd like you to understand that in the end time army and the force God is raising, there is no room for people who can be easily wearied. There is no room for people who can be easily tired out by the enemy. There is no room for spiritual softness. No room for those who are pliable, who are malleable, easily bendable, easily breakable by the forces of the enemy. Am I speaking to anybody here tonight? Is God speaking to anybody here tonight? People who can stand tough in terms of national principalities. They can stand strong in the face of territorial powers. They can stand strong in the face of local powers. They can eyeball any devil. They can eyeball any witch and any wizard. People who don't know how to turn their back on any fight. Let us say, take a they don't know how to turn their back on the devil. They don't know how to turn their back on a witch. They don't know how to turn their back on a wizard. Beloved brothers and sisters, tonight is a militarization process. It's a militarization process. It's a spiritual militarization process. It is a night of raising a force of men. A man, a set of women that will be imparted with such a strength that will make the devil quake before them. After all, the Bible said that the earth shall tremble before them. And I want to tell you, women, God is about to raise some set of women that will make some men to be ashamed of their masculinity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By the time they finish displaying some level of strength and spiritual stamina and spiritual audacity and recklessness and rascality in the face of the devil, David Osborne went to South America and saw a juju priest, a witch doctor, with a serpent tied around his waist. And he was doing a lot of incantations and enchantment and enthralled the people, and the people were wooed away, and the man enchanted everybody. And the woman said, "What is that?" Says the serpent, "Give it to me." And this witch doctor said, "You want it? Yes, take it." And she handed the snake to this rugged woman, this fire warrior. And she took that snake, pulled it back, and it became a stick in her hands. Ay, 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 ay.
serpent and it became a stick in our hand. By the time we are through tonight, I want every trace of weakness to die in your spirit. Every trace of cowardice to die in your spirit. Every trace of pliability to die in your spirit. Somebody shout power. Our journey tonight, listen. If you are looking for recruitment into this end time force, weakness is not an option. Weakness is a disqualification. Wearilessness is a disqualification. Easy fatigability is a disqualification. You must prove to God, prove to the devil, and prove to everyone that you are, that your endurance capacity is maximum. You know that even in the Nigerian military, one of the things they use to see whether you are qualified is endurance. They do a lot of things. You do obstacle crossings. You do physical race. They weigh your stamina. They weigh your resilience. They weigh your tirelessness. You can see some people slim like stick like this. They are weariless. They are tireless. They are rugged. They can cross anything. You see some people solid like this. They can't run from here before they get tired. They carry the slim man because it's not a matter of size. It's a matter of stamina. Are you following what I'm saying here? Even pain threshold. One young man who joined the American army, young man from this condition, told me one day, he said he joined the army there. And then he said, how was your experience? He said, terrible. I said, tell me something. He said, they will make you do things until your body is no longer willing. So you are not moving with your body anymore. It is your mind that is moving you. By the time you have done almost 100 or how many press ups, and your body says, I can't go again, your mind says, keep going. So it bypasses your body and keep moving. You need such ruggedity in the realm of the spirit. Witches have suffered you enough. Wizards have suffered you enough. Ancestral powers, they have suffered you enough. Territorial powers, they have suffered you enough. You need to get a mantle and go and teach the devil that you are connected to who senior him. Who created him? Somebody say loud amen. Take your seat and let us take the journey. If strength is a capital requirement, if members of the end time army are people of strength, what is the secret of strength? How do I access strength? What is the secret of strength? I'm going to quickly run through this. Number one, the word of God. The word of God. 1 John chapter 2 verse 14. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14. He said, I have written to you fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you young men, because you are strong. Why? The word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. You have overcome. You are strong because the word of God abideth in you. Luke chapter 4 verse 4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, Matthew 4:4 as well, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Your strength is connected to your light. The light of God's word in your system determines the strength of your spirituality. Fresh light equals fresh strength. If you will pick a message such as this, by the time we are through, and listen to it again and again, and then other such related messages, plus the rawness of the scripture, and feed on it on a consistent basis, you will come to a point where your muscle in the realm of the spirit is so solid that the forces of hell will begin to fear you when you appear. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. Who are you? We know him from afar. Did you hear the testimony of that young man? when he tried to cast out the devil and the devil could not go out. He remembered, he said, oh, let me make demands on higher unction. I make demands on the unction of my father in the Lord, Dr. Pastor Paul Elenche. And that devil, he said, his face changed like, you know him? And he went on his knees on the spot with hands lifted. I told you I've had that kind of experience about 4 times. At the Terminus Market in Jones. Or passed by there. Madman with twisted head. Madman, maybe he must have been mad for up to 20 years. Left where he was. Came in front of me. Went on his knees. Lifted his hand. Saminaka Market in Kaduna State. Another madman. Left where he was. Came in front of me. Lifted up his hands. Like, whatever you want, I'm ready. Abaji, filling station. Madman left where he was getting fuel. He left where he was by the road, came to where we were standing at the filling station, went on his knees, lifted up his hand. It happened again in Pambegua. Then the fifth one, it was my car. You know, Kene. My driver went to the filling station to fuel. Madman left where he was and came to the car, knelt in front of the car, lifted his hands. When the owner is not in the car. The driver said, I have seen something today. I have seen something today. Madman came to the car, went on his knees, because the devil inside him can still sense the aura on top of the car. Are you hearing what I am saying here? I am here to announce to you today, you are about to be released with a force that will make the devil to bow anywhere they sight you. Anywhere they sense you, anywhere they smell you, that will make that devil to bow. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Stuff your spirit with word. Just continuously stuff yourself with word. Rugged words such as this. And just fatten up and just actually increase the tensile strength of your spiritual muscle and show the devil who gave birth to you. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The word of God, number 2, is the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b. The joy of the Lord shall be. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to verse 19. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19 said, though the fig tree fail to blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. When I rejoice and joy in the God of my salvation, then the Lord becomes my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The meaning of that is joy is a transmitter of strength. And depression is a depleter of strength. You have just one choice. You want to be strong or you want to be weak. It is a matter of joy. Do you understand? It's a matter of joy. I can say it's a matter of choice. But that choice is the choice for joy. You want your strength to be intact. To be intact like an iroko tree. You will swim in worship. You will swim in praise. You will move about excited, excitable, and exciting. Am I speaking to somebody here? You will move about excited. You will move about exciting. You will move about excitable. And if you want to be weakened, then celebrate depression. Enjoy unhappiness. Enjoy sadness. Just move about gloomy. And just move about not smiling for anybody. You are playing with weakness. That is why I praise and dance a lot. That is why one day I was in the Lagos airport. Music was playing at the airport, those kind of music that they play. And I just began to dance on it. It is just inside body. I began to dance on it. I said, wait a minute. Is this an unbeliever music or a Christian music? I need to know the music I'm dancing to. Am I communicating at all? That's how I live my life. I live my life. I don't wait to be happy. I make happiness happen. I make it happen. I make my wife fly all the time. I make this afternoon. I was just talking to my driver. I said, you know what? I've been preaching very massively. I would like to discuss something very important with you. He said, yes, I'm listening. I said, please, can you help me take the night vigil? He collapsed and started laughing. Take the night vigil like how? Just assist me to preach the message. You need 1 hour, I can make it 3 hours. I'm sure you saw him laughing when he was coming from where I was. Do you understand? I mean, just deliberately. Just, that's how when I said something very serious, he listened as if he was waiting, like he wanted to receive instruction. I think I did it to you the other day. What was your own? Hallelujah. See, the Bible said, rejoice in the Lord. It didn't say when you feel like rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. Joy is not a gift, it's a choice. Rejoice in the Lord. Again I say, rejoice. Is there somebody who will stand up on your feet and rejoice and celebrate and tell the devil, you cannot determine my joy? Celebration, a clap of joy. Hey! I announce today in the name of Jesus, from this moment forward, joy shall not depart from your life, shall not depart from your family, shall not depart from the ministry. And listen to this prophetic word. Every situation that has put your joy under pressure, anything around you that is a cause of depression, that when you think about, it makes you to lose your joy. I announce today that that devil, that situation is arrested now. If you left it as a temptation, you will meet it back as a testimony. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Secret of strength number 3. This will make you sober. Uprightness of life. Uprightness of life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29. It said, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Strength to the upright. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Iniquity. Every form of iniquity is a strength reducer. See how the alcoholic became weak because of living a drunkard's life. See how the tobacco smoker is having a weak heart because of the attack of cigarette on his cardiovascular system. See how the young lady that donated herself to the life of prostitution and diverse men became weakened by that life. The liar, the killer. If you come to spiritual strength, iniquity reduces strength. You see Samson? Strong man, powerful man, became a toy in the hands of the Gentiles because he lost his consecration and lost his strength. You look at Proverbs chapter 31 and in verse 4. King Lemuel's mother told him, he said, it's not for kings. Oh, Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine nor for princes strong drink. Next verse. Alright, move to verse 3. Probably I missed something. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. And then it's not for kings. O Lemuel, it is not for kings to destroy, to drink wine. Both the wine and the women are destroyers of strength. Eh? Solomon, what? You needed this counsel. No, I believe that he was talking from experience. It was from his experience. He suffered it. When you give out your seed, what the man gives before the woman can have a child for him, when you give that seed, you are releasing your life's potential, strength, energy, mantle, grace. Whatever makes you tick as a man is what you are giving away. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And the recipient on the other side is equally weakened, is sharing in the loss of this guy, because the two became one. So young man, when you are hanging up and down and hanging around girls, hanging around. I told something to my wife, and I may not be able to repeat it here. Most people who went and became, and most of them who became very weak, it was a product of leakage. If you didn't understand it, it's okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want strength, if you want force, if you want energy, if you want vigor, run away from unrighteousness. Uprightness of life is your number 3 secret of strength. Number 4 is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. In Job chapter 9 and in verse 4. Job chapter 9 and in verse 4. He said he is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Show me a man who is wise in heart. That person will be mighty in strength. God is wise in heart and is mighty in strength. Job chapter 12 and in verse 13. Job chapter 12 and in verse 13 and then verse 16. With him is wisdom and strength. With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. Wisdom and strength is with him. Verse 16. With him is wisdom and strength. With him is strength and wisdom. Again, wisdom and strength. Wisdom goes hand in hand with strength. Strength goes hand in hand with wisdom. With him is wisdom and strength. Look at Proverbs 24 and in verse 5. Proverbs 24 and in verse 5. He said, a wise man is strong. Yeah. A man of knowledge increases strength. A wise man is strong. 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 And then Isaiah 33 and in verse 6. Isaiah 33 and in verse 6. He said, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and the strength of salvation. So if you have wisdom, you will not lack strength. Somebody is saying to me, what is wisdom? How do I know that I possess wisdom? Very, very simple. The simplest thing I can tell you is wisdom means action based on the voice, the word, the purpose, or the ways of God. Action that is based on the voice, on the word, on the purpose, or the ways of God. When you act, and that action is based on what God told you, that you are in wisdom. when you are acting, and that action is based on the purpose of God for your life, that is wisdom. When you are acting, and that action is based on the word of God, that is wisdom. When you act, and the action is based on the ways of God, that is wisdom. When you walk in wisdom, you walk in strength. And in case you lack wisdom, you can ask God. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. It's God speaking to somebody here. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. I announce to somebody here today, wisdom is coming your way. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Number 5 is the wisdom of God. It will supply you strength. What number is this? We are going to number 5. Number 5 is waiting on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall renew their strength. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. 1 Chronicles 16:11. He said in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. If you do that at the place of fasting, I tell people, every time you fast, there are times I have fasted and you appear very weak, and God has given me the grace to fall into all the categories of a fast, whether it's a short fast, which is like 3 days to 5 days, or a middle range fast, like a 10 days to 14 days, or a long fast, like a 21 days to 40 days. God has given us the grace to participate. We don't talk too much about it, so that people don't think it is by works, or that you see results because you walked. But it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who shows mercy. So, because if it is some people, you won't rest. You see, I can't tell you the number of times that me and this young girl went all the way without food. Only water. Not 10 days, not 12 days, not 14 days, not 15 days. But we don't need to talk about it. Those days. And then, of course, we told you about how we went a whole year and a half and just kept going, breaking in the evening. The Holy Ghost ministered to me. He said, see how weak you are in the physical. That is how strong you are becoming in the spirit. See how lean you are becoming in the physical. That is how much weight you are gaining in the spirit. Because the flesh and the spirit are antagonistic. Anything that enhances the flesh will frustrate the spirit. Most things. Especially iniquitous things. And anything that looks like a stress on the flesh, especially spiritual exercise, is the gain of the spirit. Hallelujah. So you wait on the Lord. Whether it is from morning till evening, whether it is occasionally, once in a week, and I don't think there is any pastor here who should go a week, should go without you waiting on the Lord once or twice, at least minimum, in a week. In a week, at least minimum. I don't know whether for 21 years I have eaten before coming for service on Sunday morning. Why? How? No appetite. Pregnant woman does not think of food first. She is too pregnant, too much under pressure of delivery. It is when she has delivered that she remembers she hasn't eaten. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Please give me breakfast there. I'm about to. Even when service is 9 a.m. Food cross mouth. How? In the dream? They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. There is somebody here today. Your strength is shifting to another level. Your strength is shifting to another level. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Number six, please take your seat. Secret of strength is the presence of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 29 and in verse 12. When you hang around God, you can't be a weak man. You can't be a weakling. 1 Chronicles 29 and in verse 12. And 1 Chronicles 16 and in verse 27. Can I have those scriptures? Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. 1 Chronicles 16:27. He said, all right, you have a challenge. Every time you hang around God, glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. So hang around God. Swim in His presence. Swim in the climate of worship. Ensure that that feelable, tangible, palpable presence is generated around your life per time. You can't be a weakling. And I speak to you from personal experience and scripture. Number seven, secret of strength is appearance in His sanctuary in Zion. Appearance in His sanctuary in Zion. The Bible said in Psalm 84 verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Appearance in His sanctuary in Zion. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Psalm 96 and in verse 6. He said, honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. If you want to find strength, go to His sanctuary. Everybody seated here, congratulations. Can you shake the hands of somebody near you? Say you are in the sanctuary of strength. Say you are in the sanctuary of strength. You are not permitted to live here in weakness. Amen. Some people don't know our secret. You know, there are people. One day I was in Canaan land, in Shiloh, and I was writing. And the camera know how to focus us very well. Writing. One pastor sent text to me from somewhere. He said, I saw you writing and writing. What are you writing again? You are teaching everybody. What are you writing again? He said, that is where in His presence. And that is the secret why we are here. I've seen Papa Adeboye in meetings where he only preached maybe one session and sat through meeting from Tuesday throughout till Friday. Pentecostal Fellowship, Nigeria, you were there. He will be writing and sitting and taking notes at that level. Tosavan Papa Yedeko went all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma to sit down to write. There are people who have not started and they have ended. They haven't started cricket celebration. Periwinkle crown. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are too big to sit here. There are pastors in this place with congregations of thousands, 5,000, 10,000, and thousands of churches everywhere who are seated listening to what is being said. Not necessarily that they have not opened the Bible before, But there is something that the company of the brethren does for you. The sanctuary where we came together. Iron sharpening iron. Fire begetting fire. Kindling fire. So that when you return back to where you are coming from, the devil will know. Who owns the land? Pastors who are teaching, preaching. You will never find them anywhere where they sat down hearing anybody. And you want to be teaching, and you want to be instructing, and nobody is instructing you. How will you know how to lead if you have not known how to follow? I like us to begin to use our reasoning a little bit. Not all that glitters is gold. Even in native doctor's house, they perform miracles. So the performance of miracle is no proof of divine approval. Accuracy of prophecy means nothing. Native doctor in my village can tell you who is your enemy. Accurately. He can give you all manner of details about yourself. It means nothing. Eloquence of speech means nothing. There are motivational speakers around the world. Tony Robbins. Who else? Maxwell is a Methodist preacher. There is the other one, what's his name? Zig Ziglar too has some spiritual. There is this other one, Brian Tracy. Several of them there that are not, when they speak, it's as sweet as sugar. People pay dollars heavily. So being able to speak means nothing. The question is, what is your relationship with God? Who is your father? Where are you coming from? What rock did you come out of? He said, behold Abraham your father, and look at the rock from whence you are hewn. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I announce to somebody here again a new level of strength out of this company that is going to sink the opposition when you return back is released upon you right now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Appearance in Zion. Number 8, the knowledge of God. Just press into God and know God. For the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. Daniel 11:32, and shall do exploits. The people that do know their God. We read it already. Isaiah 33 and verse 6. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Strength also comes by the fear. We just talked about that now. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God imparts you with his strength. No wonder Paul the apostle said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. The knowledge of God imparts strength. Somebody lift your voice and say, Father, help me to know you. Help me to know you. Help me to know you. Number 9 is trust and faith in God. Trust and faith in God. Trust bets strength. Trust bets strength. Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 4. Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 4. The Bible says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever. If you trust in the Lord, you cannot lack strength. You will be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who said, the God whom we serve, he shall deliver us from this fiery flaming furnace. But even if he does not, we shall not bow. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 7. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 7. Look at what he said. He said, for the Egyptians shall help in vain.
and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this to my people. Their strength is to sit still. Sitting still is a position of trust. That is why he said in Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. So, if you can trust, and then in Isaiah 30 and in verse 15, he makes it clearer to us, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. And in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. If you want to have strength, move about with audacity. Not a fake audacity. An audacity that is rooted in insight. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. You need confidence. Lack of confidence impacts you with weakness. You move as the shaking of a leaf. Some of us, you make too much noise. It's not in noisefulness, it's your strength. In quietness and confidence. Meditative mind, calmly thinking, calculating matters of life and destiny. And then moving with some rugged confidence. The devil that can take me out before my time does not exist. That kind of confidence. The witch that can say, you can't run ministry here, that witch does not exist. If ever a witch rises and says, the ministry has to close, and the ministry truly closes, the pastor whose ministry was closed and he agrees to for it to be closed should drop the microphone and look for something else to do. There's a witch or a wizard or a man or a woman or a devil or even a system. A demonic system or a governmental system. By faith, Sarah received strength. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Faith connects you to strength. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength. When you get light, that light sponsors your faith. And faith imparts you with strength. Imparts you with strength. Imparts you with strength. And this is my favorite one, is number 10. Secret of strength is a fighting spirit. God said, if you are ready to be a fighter, I am ready to supply strength. In Isaiah chapter 28 verse 6, Isaiah chapter 28 and in verse 6, he said, Isaiah 28, look at verse 5. He said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. The one that is pursuing and the devil is running. He said, I will supply him strength. That was what he did to David. Psalm 89 verse 19. Psalm 89 verse 19. Then thou speakest in a vision and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. That word mighty is Gibor, which is warrior. And I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have anointed David my servant. I found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. And my arm shall strengthen him. Because he made up his mind to be a fighter. Somebody here today. Every vegetable heart that is a heart that is easily shakable, I command it roasted by fire. I decree
a rugged heart of a fighter.
We're about to do a crusade. Then before you can say anything, there were termites on the light, termites on the stage. Termites moved from the stage, invaded the place, and began and was on the people. People were seeing how, and Dr. Misenentia was standing there, cleaning and just doing some things. I sat and I looked. First of all, when we arrived Bauchi, this was what they told. At the airport when we were received, they told us, there has not been rain in the land for a while. We trust we want rain to fall. At the airport, I told them, I declared, the rain shall fall before we leave. But by the time we have left, the rain will really fall. That rain, as if the devil got angry and brought that rain, released it in a hurry to even try to counter the program, the rain that had not been falling. The rain fell until we reached the hotel. It shifted the program's timing till sometime. So I went already angry. Pastor said, choir has not sung. They have not introduced people, guests, other high dignitaries here. I said to him, you don't do ceremony in warfare. No, you don't do ceremony inside warfare. No introduction of nobody. No choir ministration now. I carry my Bible and charge to the altar. On the spot, crutches were up. On the spot, blind eyes, deaf ears, all manner. Before ever the message was preached, I rushed and put pressure on the devil. Put maximum pressure on the devil. You know, I'm just talking to you from experience. God saved the devil that I was not in the physical military. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So we reconveyed the next day. And the next day, the termites arrived. It's like a vengeance. See, they are singing. It's around them. It left there and went to the crowd and was upon everybody. I carried my things again, charged to the altar, and stopped her. I said, hold on. These evil termites must return back to where they came from. Everybody, command them in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout, go. See.
Command this sky clear right now.
What in the name
of Jesus, where this came from, we command you to return back there. In the name of Jesus.
See what he's doing to the people.
Can you see that the Shinge have gone back to hell where they came from?
See how clear the sky is.
See the sky. Not one in view. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them you need a fighting spirit. 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 Clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. One of our men here was a general. He's a general, but he was the commander of the joint task force. So, and he called me where there was a heat of battle. Terrorists and all manner in a community, very, very big. I said, go and clean them. Just clean them out. Prayed with him on the oil. You know what? He went, he over-cleared them. Over-cleared them. Until it became a problem. He said, oh, hey, they did this and that. Oh, he just cleared them out. There are many of them at the war front. When they are there, they will call me. If you tell me you are going for terrorists or bandits, I will give you my direct line. Are you following me? Whether you are a recruit, whether you are one rope. Anytime they can call me, my line is open for them. One called me from just around Gadarop. He said, they are surrounded by bandits and they have run out of ammunition. And the reinforcement is not coming. So I prayed for him and demanded divine intervention and the whole thing of that demonic agenda. They survived. Suddenly, the reinforcement arrived. And the black guys were laid down. Cleaned out. One of us here said they were sent to a place where when they are shooting the people, they will be coming. The bullet does not enter them. They will just be coming and walking. Just be walking. Police went, leveled them. Everybody, they were walking. He said, "This is." I said, bring a bottle of oil. Anointed the bottle of oil. Go and anoint all your rifles. The men, ammunition, armory, anointed everything. So they went back there again. The leader was coming as usual. Bam! Lifted from the ground, dropped. Hey! 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 Somebody shout power! Somebody shout power! Somebody shout power! Prophesy to you today in the name of Jesus. In your days, the devil will regret his devilishness. I release upon you the spirit of a fighter. Tonight, every fight that defeated you before you came here, on your return back there, that fight shall be a walkover. Give the Lord a shout of praise, a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Are you ready for more? Those of you who came for regular midweek service, I'm sorry. We are International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. Yesterday we were here till 9 o'clock, right? Alright, so I'm not promising that we'll reach that time today. But just be patient with us. People came from 43 countries of the world. They cannot return back empty handed. Give the Lord a shout of victory. A loud shout of praise. What is the... Why is strength necessary? Why do we need strength? Number one, to walk in your God-ordained realm of glory. The Bible said the glory of the young men is in their strength. Proverbs 20:29. to walk in your God-ordained realm. The glory of young men is in their strength. You want to, because every one of us, we have an allocation of glory. There is a glory of the sun, there is a glory of the moon, and there is a glory of the stars. And one star differed from another in glory. And all of us are stars of Abraham, children of Abraham. So there is a realm of glory Jehovah allocated to your life and to your existence. To walk in that realm, you need strength. To lack strength is to end in shame. To walk in your God-ordained realm of glory, number two, to deal effectively with the adversary and prevail in the season of adversity. To deal effectively with the adversary and to prevail in the season of adversity. It says in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10, it said, if you faint in the day of adversity, it was because your strength was small. So if you want to deal effectively with the adversary and to prevail in the day of adversity and not be a casualty, you need strength. Number three, to walk in the realm of kingdom exploits. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. To walk in the realm of kingdom exploits. Seeing exploits and not be the one that is being exploited by the devil. To walk in the realm of kingdom exploits, you need strength. Number four, to possess the capacity to turn away for nothing. The capacity to turn away for nothing. The lion is the strongest among the beasts, and he turneth not away for nothing. Proverbs 30 and in verse 30. The capacity to turn away for nothing. Turn away for no witch. Turn away for no wizard. Turn away for no occultist. Turn away for no battle. Turn away for no confrontation. To have the capacity for the devil never to see your back. And I prophesy to somebody here, the last time you turned away for any battle shall be the last forever. You believe that, shall the loudest amen. To have the capacity to turn away for nothing. Number five, to possess the capacity to engage the enemy and possess your possessions and take territories. To possess the capacity to engage the enemy in order to possess your possessions and take territories. You don't engage the enemy and take over territories without a fight and without strength. Joshua chapter 14 verse 10 to verse 14. The Bible said, Joshua 14:10-14. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 40 and 5 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then. Even so is my strength now. For war. Somebody say for war. Both to go out and to come in. Now, what did he say? Next verse. Now therefore give me this mountain. I know that the giants are there, but I will just drive them. I will drive them. That was the possession of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He could not have taken it without strength. If you want to enlarge your territory and possess your possessions and take what God already gave to you, you need strength. That was number five. Number six, to possess the capacity to scale heights in life and in destiny. To scale heights in life and in destiny. Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 19. He said, the Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 19. To possess the capacity to scale heights in life and in destiny. Can I tell you about that? Termites. I'll tell you about it shortly. To possess the capacity to scale height. And number 7, to qualify for enlistment in the end time army. You need strength to qualify for enlistment. To qualify to be enlisted in the end time army. You need. Somebody sent me a message while we were in Sokot, in Bauchi, for the crusade. Already we gave you the scripture, Joel chapter 2, verse 2 and 5. Right? A strong people. Somebody sent me a message. You know, when people say that, they saw me in the realm of the spirit, and I carried a whip, and I was whipping a witch or a wizard. And in fact, one man who was very brutal to his wife, he said he saw me in the vision one night, and I whipped him very well. And I said, when you wake up in the morning, apologize to your wife. When people say like that, I know, because that is my realm. If they didn't see a wrong vision. Somebody said, when those termites were in Bauchi, he was not on the crusade, he was somewhere else. And as I made declaration, his eyes opened in the realm of the spirit and saw me with the red suit I was wearing with red eyes, went into town to a neighborhood and was whipping two people. Connected to the is somebody here? That is the kind of mantle coming upon you here tonight. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Your spiritual strength has changed level. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Let me shake 3 hands before we take the communion. Shake 7 hands around you and tell them, welcome to a new dimension of strength. Welcome to a new realm of strength. Welcome to a new dimension of strength. Welcome to a new realm of strength. Welcome, 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 welcome. Remain standing. We are going to go through the 10 points that we saw as a secret of strength. You will pick them in 30 minutes each. Anyone you see, Lord, release, usher me to a new dimension of your word. And then you move to the next. Father, I ask that the spirit of depression will leave me forever. Help me to swim permanently in your joy. Father, deliver me from every unrighteousness and ungodliness of life. Let every bondage of life be broken. So we are going to go like that. The wisdom of God I receive. And the media people, after every 30 seconds, that's right. The screen is right there. After every 30 seconds, or 30 minutes rather, you move to the next point. Lift your voice and say, Father, I come before you today. I ask that you help me have access to your word. Give me fresh appetite, fresh yearning, and hunger for your word. Go ahead and pray. Leave it like that. The time is okay. Go ahead. Pray. By the time it moves to the next point, you'll go ahead by yourself. Next. I reject depression. I reject the spirit of depression. I make demands on the joy of the Lord. A fresh release of the joy of the Lord. A fresh release of the joy of the Lord. I step into a new dimension of the joy of the Lord. To walk in the joy of the Lord. Leperete sidada. Father, deliver me from any ungodliness, any lifestyle of unrighteousness. Help me to live right. Help me to live accurately. Help Help me to live correctly. Help me, Lord. Go ahead and speak to God. Help me, Lord. Every addiction, every bondage of my life, let it be broken. 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 Father, deliver me from foolishness. I receive access to the wisdom of God. Go ahead and make demands on the wisdom of God. Access to 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 the wisdom of God. Before you in Zion, I connect with fresh strength. 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 Father, help me to know you like never before. For the people that do know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Help me to know you like never before. For the people that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. I apply for the knowledge of God like never before. Trust a new season of faith in you. I place my trust in you. I place my faith in you. Spirit, open your mouth and make demands on the baptism of a fighting spirit, a fighting spirit, a fighting spirit, a fighting spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has helped and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and give Him the praise. Let's take this song. In Christ alone. ability to sing it with passion. Let's go.
It's the Lord, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. Cornerstone, a solid ground, sent to the furthest throne.
No. He's talking about the strength. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, he is my strength. That we just talked about. Verse 1 and verse 4.
My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
Is to surrender your life to Jesus, to have your sins forgiven. That's the only basis where you can have strength. Pick your Bible, pick your bags, and rush to the front here quickly while we do that. Now lift your hands, everybody. You are saying, Pastor, I need this strength, but I need my sins forgiven. Forgive me first. Because uprightness is a condition for the strength. And I need forgiveness for my sins. Rush to the front here. I'll give you, or you have an addiction, a lifestyle that needs to be broken. And you want God to help you break that addiction and break that lifestyle. I want you to run to the front here quickly. As I give you the count of 7-1. The rest of us lift up your hands and begin to make demands on supernatural strength and a fighting spirit. The spirit of a fighter. Quickly come forward. 1. Be in prayers. 2. Rush forward and surrender your life to Jesus. Come with your Bible. Come with your mind. Come with your feet. Say, Father, I am here tonight to connect with supernatural strength and the spirit of a fighter, as it was in my master. I make demands on this double portion, unction, and mantle tonight to possess my possession and deal with every force of hell. Are you ready? Lift your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head. Father, let a fire fall. Let supernatural strength. Let weakness disappear. Let cowardice disappear. Let vigor arrive. Let force arrive. Let fire arrive. Let the fighting spirit arrive. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, at the top of your voice. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. A new day, and I speak into this communion. Here is the body and the blood of the one who knew no tiredness. He preached one day for 72 hours.
without sleeping, without resting. He crisscrossed the whole of Palestine. And today, as we take this communion, that same order of strength and his fighting spirit with which he said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up. That fighting spirit, which means he said, drop this body and in 3 days I pick it up. That spirit of a fighter be released upon you by virtue of the communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.